This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I feel very confident, you know, feel very confident about it, and, you know, we'd expect him to be out there Thursday night. So he looked good in the walkthrough. He looked like it was a great walkthrough for him. He looked excellent. He did. He looked great.
Great walkthrough. That was Harbs yesterday. We'll hear more of that coming up in about 15 minutes as the Ravens are confident that Lamar Jackson is going to play on Thursday. Perfect attendance as they're practicing right now out at One Winning Drive. Every Raven that's not on IR is on the practice field, including one Lamar Jackson. As far as the estimated practice report from yesterday, Lamar was full. Teddy Buchanan, Ronnie Stanley, TJ Tampa, Nate Wiggins, all limited. But again, that was a walkthrough, so it's a guesstimation. But they take on the Dolphins on Thursday, and it sure seems like Lamar Jackson will be the quarterback.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking at this point, because they fly out tomorrow.
Yes.
And they set the injury report tomorrow. I mean, I don't know he's going to be on the injury report.
No.
Right, I don't even know if they're going to list him questionable. I
mean, yeah, well, if he's full yesterday.
And he was right. You might have to be extra cautious.
And he was originally full on Friday.
After shenanigans last week, maybe you should be a little extra cautious.
Regardless, it would really be a turn of events for him not to play in this game. And the more I've thought about it, the more like it's hard for me not to think that given the extra time and given the importance of this game and given where it's being played and everything else,
prime time.
Puts on a show in prime time. I mean, he just always puts on a
Though
show.
Though the one time he didn't was down a Thursday night in Miami. Yes. Remember Sammy Watkins stopping for that ball that landed in the
Now that was Giro, you know, that was, you know, not much of a cast around him. Uh-huh. That was an old offense, obviously pre-Derrick Henry. So I'm not too worried about that. I tend to think he took this sort of recovery even beyond a bye. I'm guessing he's going to feel like he's unencumbered and he's going to try to do all the things that Lamar with the cape usually tries to do. And in prime time, that means running for 70 yards isn't out of the question. Against this team, throwing for 5 touchdowns and no interceptions is not out of the question. He's done it a couple of times. Making back to that, any potential pass catcher could be the star in any given moment.
Yeah.
Again, is their offensive line totally built for that? Maybe not, but this could be quintessential MVP Lamar. I'm starting to find myself leaning more into that that potential outcome.
Absolutely. I'm curious how much he will run coming off the hamstring, and we'll see if he is, you know, back full 100% as quick and agile as he was. But he was having a really good start to the season prior to going down in that Kansas City game. And the first 3 games, because he left in the middle of Kansas City, The Ravens scored 30 points in all of those games. I'm not saying Lamar was perfect, but he completed over 70% of his passes, 10 touchdowns to one interception. He was Lamar Jackson. And now this will be the most whole this team has been since week one. I know no Nnamdi Matabike and Tavius is out, but this, it, Ricard's back. Like, this is the most whole this team will be since week one.
Yeah. And you've got 9 days to rest on the other side of
it. Yep, you get the mini bye.
So I would think it's all systems go. I think the first drive will probably tell us a lot. And if, you know, he looks a little hobbled, he's a little hobbled. There's a part of me that wonders if he just doesn't keep one for like 15 or 20 yards, like right off, like two, you know, like three, four plays into this thing, that he doesn't just already have his mind made up. Unless somebody is completely butt open, I'm going to just show them my wheels.
Last week, Bone, you were out. We spent a little bit of time talking about the Dolphins and the fact that it looked like they had quit on their coach. And how is this guy still the coach of this team? What do you make of them, Jason?
I don't know what to make of them.
And they blew out the Falcons in Atlanta this Sunday.
I don't know what to make of them. They don't win at all against teams that are 500 or better. And Atlanta was that. They don't win at all against physical offensive teams that can bully you on the ground. Atlanta certainly had been that. And they don't win on the road. And they did all three, and they did it in a comprehensive manner to where Atlanta kind of had its tail between its legs by the end of the first quarter. And yes, Kirk Cousins was bad, and yes, their offensive coordinator stinks. But that's a defense that had looked pretty good for most of the season.
Fast.
And they could not stop Miami. They couldn't stop Tua. They couldn't stop Achan. I mean, obviously, Waller's out, Tyreek Hill's out, and they did whatever they wanted to do offensively. And by the, you know, 5 minutes into the second half, that game was over. Like, it was lights out. So I don't know. It's a week to week league. Crazy stuff happens in this league. That was a shocking outcome for me. I mean, you go and look at what, again, you can't play this game, but it's hard not to. You go and look at what Atlanta did to Buffalo.
Yeah.
But that's, and then you go to what Atlanta did against Carolina. Like, they're just a schizophrenic team. They're a hot and cold team, and it's so hard to get a hold of them.
But I can't take away from what Miami did.
Oh, no.
Because it looked like, you're looking at Miami's coming off that debacle.
Yeah.
And now you got to play an Atlanta team that is big and physical and offensive and Bijan. And, oh, my God, if Bijan touches the ball 25 times, we got to try to tackle him. And it would have been a perfect time to continue waving the white flag, knowing then we got the Ravens 4 days after that. Like, and they bow up and they have, I mean, that's probably the best football game they've played in 16, 18 months. I mean, you got to go back a ways. So maybe they are a little more spry and a little more frisky than any of us would have thought a couple days ago.
So it should be interesting. As you said, Jason, they're going to fly out tomorrow. They play Thursday night. We're going to be live at the Green Turtle and Gambrels on Thursday doing the show from 2 to 5. And then Baltimore Game Day Uncensored starting at 5 o'clock live at the Green Turtle and Gambrels. First hour, myself and the Bone. And then the Bone, Vinny Serrato, Collins from Mike Preston, hours 2 and 3. But again, if you're just tuning in, Ravens, everybody that's active practice today. And so looking forward to seeing what the injury report looks like as it will come out later today. Hope everybody enjoyed their sports equinox yesterday. It was a wild day of sports.
It was a great day at Wannabet. I can tell you that
was it?
Another three lobster night, baby. Another three lobster night.
Could you explain the three lobsters for people?
Well, you make enough for them in one night. You know, you go up over five units in a night. That's going to allow you to double fist a lobster and have one in your mouth at the same time. It's a triple lobster night.
Wow. Very
we'll
nice.
We'll have visuals soon.
Visuals. That's a regular occurrence.
I mean, it's been happening quite a bit, Bone, but I'm not going to lie. I'm feast or famine. I'm either like ridiculously hot, or then I go a day and I can't hit anything. And then, like, I'm striving for more consistency.
You hold yourself to a high standard.
Yeah.
As you said yesterday.
We're fully transparent.
When you take over the world, is what Ben said.
Not, we're not there yet.
But you're in the process of taking over the world.
It's going to be a long
process. The
Wannabet brand was on a national TV.
That's correct.
For one day. Then a betting scandal hit, and it's never going to be up there again.
I'm still convinced.
We'll always have the Statue of Liberty for one day.
I don't care what Tony told you, Kornheiser. I'm convinced that sweatshirt would have been on that statue for weeks, if not for the scandal.
He says no, and I definitely think no now.
Yeah.
So
I was bummed for you guys. Alas, we have a massive show. Don't worry, we're going to get into the Orioles as well as Craig Albernaz, but he's going to meet with the media coming up next Tuesday. Guest-wise on today's show, what does Mike Bordick think of the Orioles' new manager? He joins us at 3 o'clock. We'll talk World Series with him. Did he stay up and watch the 18-inning World Series marathon last night?
I fell asleep in the bottom of the 16th.
Yeah, I fell asleep in the 14th, woke back up in the 15th, and stayed up till the end. But taking Margie's kids to school this morning, I was in the struggle bus. That was not fun. Evan Washburn was on the sidelines for Ravens Bears. He's with CBS. Does a lot of Ravens production stuff as well. We'll get his thoughts on the Ravens at 4 o'clock. And Zach Mizell from The Athletic covers the Guardians. He's written some really cool pieces about Craig Albernaz in the wake of this hire. What kind of guy are the Orioles getting? Because obviously most Orioles fans never heard of him before the hire was announced. Craig knows. He joins us at 4:30.
Yeah. Look, this game's going to be here before we know it, so we are going to start taking a little bit of a look at the Dolphins today, and we'll be doing so throughout the rest of the week. We've had a chance to sort of read a little bit more about the O's new skipper, and I'm interested to get a little bit more insight on him. And Evan Washburn, as you said, was right on the sideline Sunday, so he could get a feel for the vibes and the pulse as the Ravens have... Like Frankenstein.
Yeah.
It's alive!
They're off the mat.
Now, if they lose Thursday, it's dead again.
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah. And going into a mini-buy? Not good.
It's alive!
Coming up next, though, Harbs met with the media yesterday around 5:30. What did he have to say about Lamar, about getting ready for the Dolphins? You'll hear it next.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Here on the Fan.
Getting to work on Miami, they played an excellent game against the Falcons in Atlanta. Very physical brand of football, both sides of the ball, and came up with a big victory. So studying that game and the other games too from before, and so we know it's going to be a big challenge down there. We've been down there before. We've been down there on Thursday night before, and we know how it is. So we'll have to do everything we can do to get ready and be ready on a short turnaround. That's what we're working on.
That's Harbs yesterday. Spoke to the media around 5:30 and says, we're getting ready for the Dolphins, and we know what we're in store for. We were down there on a Thursday. That was a rough Thursday night watching that game. As we expected the Ravens to go down there and kill the Dolphins on a Thursday night. They ended up getting killed. One of Lamar's worst performances.
Bloodbath.
But it sounds like Harbs got a little extra pep in his step after the first win in about a month. Sounds pretty perky for a Monday before a Thursday game.
And look, I mean, that beatdown was ugly. That was as bad as it got, and it had us wondering about Lamar. What happens when they bring six? What happens when they bring seven? Can Giro make any adjustments? Who are the playmakers when he has to hit his hots? I mean, there was a lot to unpack and deconstruct from that one. And the offense has evolved since then. But look, if you're Harbs, and you've got a Dolphins team that everybody was writing off 48 hours mm-hmm. ago, and now since then, they've had... I can't call it a signature win, but a big win. Certainly a big win by McDaniel Dolphins standards. And the last time you went down there and played in this situation, you got your pants pulled down and spanked on national television. And you were the big bad Ravens then.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of teachable moments and coaching points, he's got a lot there. He's got a lot of fodder to make sure that people are ready to play this game.
Jason, I don't care if they're playing a high school team on Thursday night. You starting the season 1-5, you don't have any margin for error. You're playing.
Can't have clunkers.
But you know human nature, Bob. Playoffs, right? Yeah. You know human nature.
Oh, I'm with you, but I'm saying the playoffs start now. If you lose Thursday, no one cares that you just beat the Bears on Sunday, because then you're 2-6 and you're basically have to run the table at that point.
More from Harbaugh. John Harbaugh speaking to the media yesterday early evening, and he was asked what went right in the Bears game.
Thought the play callers in all three phases did a great job. Really proud of those guys. The game plans were excellent, and then the execution was really good, and the physicality was excellent. So that's at the end of the day, that, and in fact, we protected the football and got a turnover. That's a big change from previous. So it's probably the number one thing that happened. I thought our defense really rose up in the red zone a couple times in a big way, three times in a big way. So those are the big factors.
We mentioned yesterday, I think it was in my six-pack, I thought Todd Monken called an excellent game, and I thought Zach Gore made some nice adjustments after the first quarter. So I'm fully on board with what Harb said as far as the play calling is concerned.
I've never had an issue with Monk.
No, we're Team Monk here. Monk's getting slings and arrows.
I'm not saying that I'm above it. Like, I'm not saying that.
AFC championship.
Well, yeah, and you guys wanted to take that out of the...
It's dated.
But yeah, it's dated. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's a big moment. Yeah. It's kind of a big moment in
it
time.
Was.
It was
2 years
ago. Like a,
it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was the biggest football game been played in this town in 40 years.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
But we had a season after that.
That's what I'm saying.
And how did that end?
It didn't
tight end
well.
Couldn't catch the ball.
No.
Well, that's not Monk's fault.
Yeah, that's,
but, I
that's
mean,
a
it
very
makes
good
that
point,
Monk,
Bob.
It makes the missed opportunity with Monk loom even larger.
Yeah. Hey.
I mean, does he
He's
have
not
some...
infallible, but He's, I mean, no, no, him but... becoming the pinata, him becoming the scapegoat of the 2025 Ravens is, I mean, that is quite a plot twist.
Well, his quote to Trippy was something. If you go on social media, you can find it. You know, Monk had some. We cannot play.
Monk is aware of what's been going on out there.
Monk had some words.
He's very aware.
Monk can read.
Yeah. So, Monk.
I bet he scribbled some stuff on that play sheet that he stuffs in his pants.
Yeah,
I bet he had some notes to himself.
Yeah, he did. Obviously, the big.
No more triple bets. That's what I write on my notes to myself. Way, Ben knows what that's about.
The big story, obviously, is Lamar Jackson of it all. And Harbaugh, how confident are you about Lamar returning on Thursday?
I feel very confident, you know, feel very confident about it. And,
fool me once.
You know, we're expecting to be out there Thursday night.
So here's the deal. He was technically full last Friday, but then that was shifted to.
This.
But I'm just explaining why I think he's so confident. He was full yesterday. He's out there today. He's going to be full today. As you said earlier, I don't think he's going to be on the injury report when it comes out tomorrow. So, yeah, I think he's playing in this game.
I'm in 1,000% now, Jason.
1,000?
I'm in 1,000% now. He's playing Thursday.
I'm at like...
I'm sharpie.
I'm going to say
you sharpie yesterday?
I'm going to say 935.5%. 993.5%.
So that's a high percentage.
It's pretty high.
That's very oddly specific.
Yeah, that's what pops into my head, Bone.
Yeah. Bounce back, fallback came early.
Bone
it's always bounce back, fall back in my head, Bone.
Bone is 69% that he's going to
put. No, I'm 1,000% now. Let's be honest. I'm at Sharpie territory now.
Harbaugh, this came up in the post game. The conversations that John Harbaugh had with Tyler Huntley this offseason. Harbs, tell us more about those conversations.
Yeah, it was just, I think, you know, he was, he called, you know. He texted, can we talk? I called him back, and it was just great to talk to him, and he was working out. And, you know, I think you this whole thing, this whole NFL thing, it's probably like a lot of things, but, man, you're at the center, kind of the epicenter of a lot of attention and a lot of really challenging things, and everybody's worked so hard to achieve so much. Guys like Tyler Huntley go through so much throughout their whole career, all the way since they're a kid, to play in the National Football League, or coaches are the same. And because of that, you're in these kind of these battles and fights together. And you walk together, and the relationships are built, and they do last forever, you know. And you always have those moments that live on. And so someone calls you or texts you, you talk about it, man, you're like right back in that moment. You know how it is with your friends too. You're right back in that moment, and you haven't forgotten. It's like you're there, like it was a year ago or 5 years ago or 10 years ago or some of my old friends 40 years ago, you know. I think I laugh more with those guys than anybody nowadays. But I think that's it. And then for it to work out the way it did was definitely a God thing and a thing that to see it kind of come full circle yesterday was very meaningful.
As someone once told me, the Lord
works. I'm not so
sure
a deity was involved in this.
A deity might have been involved.
A deity.
Friend of the show, a deity.
Nor was a deity.
Yeah. The Lord works in mysterious ways.
I'm thinking when Snoop reaches out to him, Snoop's looking for a job.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure at that point in time, Harb's message was there's no room at the inn.
Yeah, but
so he ends up in Cleveland where there really was no room at the inn
because
they drafted all the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And they already had Deshaun Watson under contract, and they had Joe Flacco, and they had, what's his face,
Kenny Pickett.
Pickett.
They had nine quarterbacks there.
Three former first round. That's three first rounders right there. Then they went and drafted two of them.
Yeah.
And that's where Snoop ended up.
Yes. Things work in mysterious ways.
He ended up back here, I think, because of the waiver wire and NFL transaction policies. I don't know that it was an act of God.
Could have been. Do you ever see Angels in the Outfield, Jason?
I guarantee I've seen it more than you.
It's based on a true story, and it's wild.
It's not based on a true
story. It's absolutely based on a true story, and it's wild. You see with Tony Danza pitching that complete game? It's amazing.
Mostly I've heard it, because there was a period of time where when my kids were young, and they would watch stuff in the backseat of the car.
Yeah, yeah,
and like there'd be like 15 DVDs.
No headphones?
And that was one of them. Well, they'd really want me to experience it. Or you know what would happen? One of the headphones would always be busted, or they would lose all the... They would knock the... batteries out of the headphone, so the headphone wouldn't work.
Useless.
So I don't know. I've seen it maybe three or four times. I feel like I've heard it infinite times.
Yes, great movie.
I mean, it's fine.
Infinite's a lot.
Yeah, man.
So is 1,000%.
I thought they captured the actual story very well in the movie.
Yeah,
they
right.
did a great job. Having the angels and all that. Harbs, let's get to more stuff.
The deadbeat dad. He's a jerk.
Let's hear one more. What about that injury report debacle before the Bears game, Harbs?
No, I haven't been. I don't talk to the league about that. And I think we put a statement out about that and how it works. And that's all I know.
They did put a statement out.
I got nothing to say about that.
He also said on Sunday it was an honest mistake and they weren't trying to get any competitive advantage.
I told you guys.
It's those PR guys and trainers.
Don't come to the head coach with that stuff.
Arms driven.
Talk to the league. Never.
Driving a Zamboni over people. Alas. That's Harbs yesterday. They're speaking today. They leave tomorrow for the Dolphins game on Thursday. Coming up next, though, we switch to the Orioles. And Craig Albernaz is the Orioles manager. He'll meet with the media on Tuesday. A lot of positive stories in the big city about the Orioles' new skipper. Everything we've read, heard, what are we thinking about Craig Albernaz? We'll discuss next here on the...
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
Fan. I will admit, when the tweet was posted, what was that, over the weekend, Sunday night, that Craig Albernaz was the new Orioles manager, and the Orioles made it official yesterday morning, I had no idea who Craig Albernaz was. And so you do some research, you do some reading, you talk to some people. I don't know about you guys, but I think you're in this boat. The more I hear and see about Craig Albernaz, the more I'm impressed with Craig Albernaz. By the way, we're going to talk to Zach Mizell, covers the Guardian for The Athletic at 4:30, get more of an idea about Craig Albernaz. But first and foremost, Stephen Vogt, who we all think is a good manager, loves this guy. Absolutely loves this guy.
It's pretty amazing. Like, these guys are up for major league managerial jobs. Neither one has done it before. There were buddies coming up through the minors as catchers together. And they're comparing notes before, like, hey, I interviewed with this team first. Here's what they're coaching each other to prepare.
Yes.
Oh, you met with the Guardians and I went with the Nats. Now I'm going to talk to the Guardians. You're going to talk to the Nats. Let's talk about it. Like, that deep of a connection. And you hear this sometimes in the industry, like, oh, he could have had this chance, but he turned it down. No, it looks like he legitimately, Albernaz, could have had multiple major league jobs last year and decided to stay with Vogt and, you know, learn with him and continue to build his skill set. And then obviously he was in demand again this offseason. But there's some rare stuff.
For what it's worth, I was told he turned down both the Marlins and the White Sox jobs a year ago.
Which, again, like, not good job, not good jobs. No. But a lot of people would jump
at it. Correct.
One of 30.
Yes.
Yes.
One of 30 in the world.
And look, the Marlins job turned out to be pretty okay.
He got some talent
than the
there.
Orioles.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, look, he's a grinder. He's self-made. There's no nepotism in his background. He exerted every ounce out of his mental and physical ability to get to the AAA level. And then he's someone who the Rays organization, which is a pretty smart organization, tapped when he was around AA and said, hey, we think you might have a future here well beyond your playing days. And it's not like he just stayed there. He got the experience in San Francisco. And then obviously now, with a Guardians team that's exceeded expectations two straight years.
And as Ken mentioned, Zach Mizell covers the Guardians for The Athletic. If you go to his page on Twitter, he has two long stories, a lot of which Jason referenced. They're must-read stories if you want to learn more about Craig Albernaz. But one quote in particular in one of the stories, Vogt dubbed him, quote, the hardest-working person in baseball, Energizer Bunny, a guy who stays up all hours of the night diving into one small thing if it can help one of our players get just a tick better. And everything you said, a grinder, a guy that busts his butt, very respected by a ton of people, but his relationship with Vogt, these guys really sound
tied at the hip.
And Vogt is incredibly respected as a manager now. He got to Cleveland, and immediately they're going to the postseason just about, what, both years, and went to the ALCS. Yeah. So, yeah, they came back and won the division, lost to Detroit in the playoffs, went to the ALCS a year before and lost to the Yankees. So, how do we, like, I'm reluctant because of the resume of the work that this front office has done over the last 3 years as quote-unquote contenders, and the aftermath of Brandon Hyde and the Manzolino of it all, I don't want to give them too much credit, but I want to see what this guy is, because I'm impressed with what I'm reading and hearing.
Look, of the stylized skill set that they were going to approach this with, which was not casting a wide net, it was not like, let's talk to people with all these varied amounts of MLB managerial experience and find the best one. No, it was going to be a first-time manager. It was going to be someone who had spent at least a portion of their minor league career in an organization that is decidedly small market and do more with less. And he's going to have spent some time around a major league manager who's at least deemed somewhat successful. That's what they were looking at.
Mm-hmm.
That's what was going to win. Now, I guess Rojas, maybe we don't even know if they officially interviewed Rojas.
Well,
it could have just been a Zoom. I don't know.
Yeah,
But I can tell you this. They weren't trying to get a meeting with Melvin. They weren't trying to get a meeting with Bochy. They weren't. I mean, the Scott Service thing, I don't buy.
Yeah.
So of what they were looking for, I think he is probably about as good as it could get.
Let me ask you, though, and I was thinking about this morning. And take Bochy out of it, because Bochy, obviously, I'd love to have Bochy. He's won 4 World Series. He's been to 5. But do I want Melvin or Service, 2 former catchers who have just recently been fired from their jobs? Or this is like Service or Melvin 2.0. He's at the start of his career. Now, he didn't play in the major leagues like those guys did. But they're former catchers. They've been groomed to be managers. I don't know. I almost feel like I'd rather, because I know what those guys are, I'd rather see what this guy is.
You knew what they were there, but you also know that they've, in Melvin's point of view, he's been a part of teams that have collapsed. He's been a part of teams that exceeded expectations with Moneyball, and he's managed in the playoffs. This season, it's got to be about the playoffs.
Yes.
Yeah.
So would I prefer, look, I'm not a big Joe Girardi guy, but like, is Joe Girardi going to crap his pants in the playoffs like I did? No. He's not. It's not going to be new to him. I'm not going to hear BS excuses if they're bad for 6 weeks. Like, oh, well, he's learning on the job. They've built in excuses by only pretty much looking down this road. They were not hiring someone who didn't have this profile. I believe there's an inherent flaw in that this person, whatever he may be over time, it generally takes time. There's generally a learning curve. These Bobos have had 7 years to win a playoff game, and they haven't done it.
No, they have not.
So that's why, I would prefer, I would prefer Melvin. Like, Scott Service, not so much. But, like, Joe Girardi, like...
Girardi's an interesting one.
Madden, they would never do it in a million years, and he wouldn't want to be with analytical guys again. Even a Derek Shelton, who knows what, like, who's been fired, who did come from the Rays like this guy, who's more experienced than this guy... I'd rather have Derek Shelton than this guy for where this team is, but they weren't going to hire Derek Shelton because he's done the job before. They didn't want anybody who did the job before.
I would hope, and it seems like just from based on everything that we're reading, that Mike, in hiring Albernaz, priority number one for him is he's got to get these young guys right. He's got to light a fire under these young guys' ass and be able to connect with them and all of that. And it seems like he has that type of personality.
He seems to have a good, like, that. A lot of people are saying he's got a great rapport with the players.
He's got some ish to him.
Yeah. Well, I hope, because I'm frankly sick of the whole connect with them. Like, no, they've been over-connected. They've been over-coddled. Like, I understand this generation. I've got a 14-year-old. I've got a 18-year-old. I've got a 22-year-old. I get this generation. I know it's different, but I also know a kick in the ass is universal, and a kick in the ass at the right time is could be career saving, could be career defining, could be course correcting for your life decisions. Like, and there hasn't been any of that going on. No. And the one guy who was doing it a little bit, Gonzalez, they couldn't wait to run out of here. So that's my fear is that this guy, because he hasn't done it before, even if that's in him, is going to subject, like, he just doesn't know. He can't tell you what he's going to be like after a 5-game losing streak because it's never happen. Now, I'm sure he'll align himself with a bench coach, maybe who has, and he'll find his version of Freddie. But let's not get it twisted. You could have got the real thing. Joe Girardi is the real thing.
But, and again, I don't know how it's going to be, but when Stephen Vogt took over Cleveland, he'd never done it before and immediately had success in Cleveland and took the Guardians to the ALCS, never managed before.
Yeah. And he played at the major league level and just finished playing at major league level. I mean, but Dave Ross, they did the same thing. They blew him out after a year.
They did. So it's unknown. It is. Everything I read, and again, PR is a funny thing, but most of it's not coming from the Orioles. So, like, because they're trying to sell tickets off of the hire, but most of it seems pretty damn positive.
I'm keeping an open mind.
You're happy.
It could have gone much. I'm happy Manzanito's out of my life. It could have gone a lot worse, but like, I don't know why it had to be a type. It clearly had to be a type, and. Why should this guy get a promotion and then get to hire somebody who we knew was going to be less experienced than him no matter what? And then you're still telling me that this is a serious organization? I don't know.
410-583-1057. What do you think? Craig Albert, as the new manager, is going to meet with the media on Tuesday. Want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. And sounds like Lamar Jackson is playing on Thursday. Did Tyler Huntley save the season on Sunday? 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next. Time to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. We can talk Orioles. New manager Craig Albernaz will be introduced to the media on Tuesday. And the Ravens, they're off the mat, at least temporarily, as they beat the Bears, take on the Dolphins on Thursday. Let's head out to the phone lines and start with Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, you're on the Fan.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good.
Hey there.
So I was kind of in the same boat as you guys that when I heard about Craig Albernaz being the new manager, I was like, who the heck is this guy? But as I started to hear from other sources, a little bit of hope came back into me, just a little bit. But the thing I wanted to ask you guys is, personally, I wanted to see a veteran manager, someone who has been to the big show before and has done it. So that's why I was kind of upset at first, but changed my opinion. But my question is, do you think that they didn't go with a veteran manager like Bochy or Service because they didn't fit the spending regime of the Orioles? I mean, when Bochy was with San Francisco, they had big stars like Posey and Lincecum and other guys like that. And then when he went to Texas, he obviously had Seager and Simeon and maybe even Yu Darvish at that point. I'm not too sure. But those are big payrolls compared to what the Orioles have.
No, I appreciate it. I don't think that factor.
It shouldn't. The guy's a billionaire. Yeah. Like, I mean, $20 million for the Magna Carta.
Yeah.
Sold his ski chalet for $19 million. Like, we could pay it. We could pay a skipper $2.5 million, $3 million. Like, baseball managers don't make what football.
Yeah, head coaches.
I mean, like,
yeah.
No, I think it was very clear they had a type.
They weren't looking for a guy with experience.
No.
Yeah, I don't think that was an ownership. Hey, we're only willing to go to X for manager payroll. I think it's more what Mike wants.
410-583-1057. We go now.
And the GM is really cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, the GM's working for free.
That's true.
Yes, he is, yeah.
You are saving money,
right?
You're saving money.
Every penny helps, Bone.
We saw on social media.
Tough times for these billionaires.
An exclusive interview with Todd Monken after the game. And joining us now, the man who got the interview, it's Trippy.
Nice.
Trippy, you're on the Fan.
We got Monk unfiltered.
Yes, right.
Love that. What's going on, fellas?
What's up?
You got it out of Monk.
Yeah, I did. But look, before I get the mutton real quick, man, I'm kind of upset with the Orioles, man, because I just knew he was going to hire Dustin to be the next Orioles manager, man. I think that would have been dope, man. But, hey, you know.
Who?
On to the new guy. My man Dustin. That'd be with Rashawn.
I don't know. I know Rashawn. Oh, the guy who travels with him?
Yeah,
I've seen him in
video. Oh, being the new manager?
Yeah, interesting. I don't know him well enough to form an opinion.
Tom Monken, man, I was happy to see him. You know, I forgot how many home games we got. I think this was my first time seeing Tom Monken pregame. This was my first time, so I made sure I caught him this week, man, because I ain't like how the media was coming at my man Tom Monken like that. Like, he the one out there, you know, like his – his team giving out 35 points like Zach Gore.
Right.
But, you know, we okay, man. But like I tell the team Sunday, right, we want to know. We got 10 more to go, lock in. And you know what's funny? Because shout out to Jason and Ben, man. I be watching y'all plays, man. Sometimes I fall asleep because it depends on, like, the you know, what I'm doing. And I go back and listen to it. But y'all be giving out some good plays. Like, I got a nice play for y'all.
Hey, man, we appreciate it, man.
Clip that. That's a nice testimonial.
Yeah, we got to get that
testimonial.
Beltway Ben, you got to put that in one of those videos that you got this machine now that spits out videos.
Last time Lamar Jackson played the Dolphins right in Miami, it was Thursday night.
It was awful.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, I forgot who said it, but somebody said that was one of his worst. I think that Cordell yesterday said
I said it earlier in the show. You must have been sleeping.
Days, right? I think Lamar Jackson going to give us a four-piece special, five-piece special.
Jackson
special.
5?
I think he's going to go home, and he's going to do his thing Sunday. I mean, Thursday. I'm apologizing.
In two of the four games he's played against them, the Ravens have scored 56 points or more, and he has five
56?
Touchdowns. 56 or more.
It was,
and he has five touchdowns and no interceptions in two of the four games.
It was 2019, the season opener. Yeah. That was not bad for a running back. And then the Dolphins came to town in 2023. That game was for the one seed, and the Ravens just pulled their pants down and beat the crap out of them.
Let's hit Rashawn. Rashawn, you're on the fan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Hey, man.
And Dustin, my homeboy and all, man, but I wouldn't have him manage my little nephew's T-ball league, man.
There you have it.
I don't know what the hell Trippy talking about, man.
Trippy's had a big week.
Yeah, he has, man. But listen, the Orioles, man, I'm going to get a guy a chance, though. You know, especially with, listen, last season, man, listen, we got, what, it's 40 players on the 40-man roster, right? It's like 26 on the active roster.
Yeah.
And we had 22 players on the injured list. So, I mean, last year, you know, you can't really, you know, count that, honestly. And
baseball gods.
If we have – yeah, man, listen, this guy's going to be good. And I predict, listen, next year around this time, man, we're going to be playing 18 innings of baseball at Camden Yards.
There you go.
Hey,
there you – from your lips to God's ears, Rashawn.
And we'll have a sound system and a video board that could actually hold up. Yes. So, there you go. That we paid for. Yeah, not the billionaire. Yeah. We paid for.
I'm just glad I have it.
New black lung, too?
Yeah, black wing.
I don't care about that.
Yeah, it's like a lounge, like that little VIP lounge they building right there.
I don't know nothing about that.
So, yeah.
My brother will be spending time in there. Yeah.
No, appreciate the call. We don't have it like that. Lock-A-Four LLC, we sit in the bleachers.
Yeah.
Let's pours.
Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, you're on the fan.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up?
I was talking to Ben about this, man. I really like this hire for the O's, man. I think it's going to pay off big, fellas, because those guys got comfortable and content or something in there. Something went wrong. I like the idea of just getting back to being the best baseball players. Play that game. Let the manager kind of guide you down the road. And by the time we get to the end, man, we should be really ready to battle and battle tested. I think he's the only guy to ever hit a home run off the thing.
Off the bowl, a grand slam.
He's the only major
league
manager. I've been to a lot of games there. That bowl gets worn out.
Yeah,
pretty good.
Yeah,
it's not that far down. Now the old barn.
Yeah.
In the A League when they were in the Carolina League, I think it was a lot harder to hit the bowl. The new one, the bowl's right down the left field line over top of like their mini green monster, and it's not very long.
Did he hit the old one or the new one?
No, he wouldn't have played in the old one. Okay. He hit the new one, but I mean that the new one gets worn out.
Yeah, let's quickly grab Rich and Croft. And Rich, you're on the fan.
Hey, what's up, guys? I don't really care who the manager is going to be because I feel like our window was in 2014. The players we put on the field just aren't the same. They're not as good. You look at it, Rushman, he's not Wieters. Mullins, even though he's not on the team anymore, he's not Adam Jones.
Yeah.
You know, Machado, he was there, but Henderson, not Machado. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So I want the owner – stop selling it.
Hey, Aaron Judge ain't Mickey Mantle, but they still try to win.
Yeah, well, you got to spend money on some good players.
There you go.
Stop spending money on stupid bobbleheads. Stop dancing on the field. Stop dancing on the dugout. Give the fans something they actually want, a winning team.
Thank Amen, bro.
Appreciate the call. Hey, it's an interesting way.
Maybe no section for Calzer this year. I'm just saying.
I've got some ideas for sections.
On a real baseball team, he plays twice a week, so maybe, I don't know, maybe don't give him a section. Maybe trade him.
Hey, I've got some ideas for sections if we got time. We got to go to break, but I got some great ideas
for
sections.
You should be a
marketer. Yeah, I should.
You should tweet those out.
I will. burner account. Coming up next, what does Mike Bordick think of Craig Albernaz? He joins us next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.